and the neck area, where there were abrasions, which had undoubtedly been caused by a rope. He was strangled, I noted in between. He has the usual marks from an unprofessional suicide on the rope. I slowly wandered down with my hands a little towards the Adam's apple. There, however, I made an astonishing discovery. The larynx was under heavy pressure, I explained. A massive force must have affected it. The shield cartilage is broken. And this means, asked Holmes, who already knew the answer. This man didn't hang himself, I had to admit. He was strangled by another person. The hanging on the cross took place post-mortem. It was murder. That probably means that we have to reopen the file, Holmes said. And my main suspect is rehabilitated, I added. I have to apologize, Holmes. You were right, of course, as always. But we had no time to lose, so Holmes refrained from triumphing and I from more self-criticism. What's next? I asked, and was in fact mostly in the dark. One thing is certain, Holmes replied. We can no longer trust anyone in this abbey. We were given a fake suicide, an alleged perpetrator who could no longer revoke his forced or fake confession as a dead man. This is an extremely perfidious plan, not only to get away with the murders with impunity, but also to be able to continue the experiments undisturbed. I take